Evening comes from Luke. It is a familiar text to many, if not all, of you. In those days, Caesar Augustus declared that everyone throughout the empire should be enrolled in the tax list. This was the first enrollment occurred when Quirinius was governor of Syria. Everyone went to their own cities to be enrolled. Since Joseph belonged to David's house and family line, he went up from the city of Nazareth in Galilee to David's city called Bethlehem in Judea. He went to be enrolled together with Mary, who was promised to him in marriage and who was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for Mary to have her baby. She gave birth to her firstborn child, a son, wrapped him snugly and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. Nearby, shepherds were living in the fields, guarding their sheep at night. The Lord's angel stood before them, and the Lord's glory shone around them, and they were terrified. The angel said, "Do not be afraid. Look, I bring good news to you, wonderful, joyous news for all people. For in the city of David, the Savior has been born today. He is the Christ, the Lord. And this is a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, laying in a manger." Suddenly a great assembly of the heavenly host was with the angel, praising God. They said, "Glory to God in the highest, in heaven and on earth, peace among all whom he favors." When the angels returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see what the angel has told us." And so they went quickly and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. And when they saw this, they reported what they had been told about the child. And everyone who heard it was amazed at what the shepherds said. Mary committed these things to her heart and considered them carefully. The shepherds returned home, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. And everything happened just as they had been told. May God add understanding to the reading of that word. Join me in the spirit of prayer. Our Lord God, may those things said this evening that are true be engraved upon every heart, and anything said that is false be quickly forgotten and cause no harm. In your name we very humbly pray. Amen. The text for this evening is from the 14th verse of the gospel lesson. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among all with whom God is pleased. There are, I believe, thin places in this world, places where the eternal and the temporal, the secular and the sacred touch. It has been said that the Scottish island of Iona is one such place. There are also thin moments in this world. Christmas Eve is such a time. Charles Dickens' novel, A Christmas Carol, speaks of one of those thin moments in the person of Ebenezer Scrooge, who was able to behold Christmas past, present, and future through specters or ghosts that took him within the blink of an eye to the various chapters of his own life. I believe that a thin place occurred on Christmas Eve in 1914 along the Western Front in France. The land was scarred with trenches as English and French soldiers faced their German counterparts. Separating them was a piece of ground that was called no man's land because no man dared venture into that land of open field. On this particular Christmas Eve in 1914, as the evening sun As the sun began to set in the evening, there appeared a candle on the lip of one of the German trenches, followed by another and another and another. And soon there was a Christmas tree completely lit with the candles, and before long you could hear Christmas carols sung in German. British side, there was a response.
Good Christian men, rejoice with heart and soul and
all. As the carols were sung throughout the evening and died down around dawn, there was a strange sight. One of the English soldiers began to crawl out of the trench and walk across the field of no man's land to the German side. At first, the Germans could not believe their eyes. They held their fire. And then an unknown German soldier did likewise. He crawled out of the trench in which he had been and walked toward the English soldier. When they reached one another, they looked carefully up and down, and then, caught by the spirit, they reached out their hands and shook hands and hugged, and soon soldiers from both sides of no man's land climbed out of their trenches and were walking toward each other, embracing each other. They exchanged small gifts, some sweets that they'd gotten from home, tobacco, some alcohol. A 19-year-old soldier wrote to his mother about that event, that Christmas Eve and that Christmas Day, and he wrote these words: "Dear Mother, I am writing from the trenches. It is 11 o'clock in the morning on Christmas Day. The ground is sloppy in the trenches, but frozen elsewhere. And in my mouth is a pipe, and in the pipe is tobacco." "Well, of course," you would say, "but wait. In the pipe is German tobacco." "Ha ha," you say to yourself, "from a prisoner or found in a captured trench." "But no, dear mother, not from a German prisoner nor captured in a trench, but from a German soldier. Yes, a live German soldier from his own trench. Yesterday, the British and the Germans met and shook hands in the ground between the trenches. They exchanged souvenirs. Yes, all day Christmas Day, as I write this. Marvelous, isn't it?" Other accounts of that day say that the Germans and the Allies played soccer, that the Germans won the match 3-2. As news of the unofficial truce spread, commanders on both sides of the conflict took bold measures to put such nonsense to an end. British General Sir Horace Smith Dorrien issued an order strictly forbidding any soldier friendly communication with the opposing German forces. An unknown German commander issued a similar order. And isn't that the way the world works? Don't give peace a chance. Build walls. Divide people one from another, separate people, sow hate and dissension, scatter the seeds of distrust. I've often thought that such things are the devil's work, because old Scratch knows that if we see each other as a child of God, then we will quit fighting with one another and arguing and dividing one another. Because as long as we use all of our emotional and our physical resources to tear one another down, we cannot possibly build the kingdom of God. above all the dissension and the hatred and the darkness of this world, if we listen carefully in the night, we can hear the angels' voices. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among all with whom God is well pleased. In his second letter to the Corinthian church, the Apostle Paul wrote these words: "In Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation." It seems that from the very beginning, from the dawn of time, from as early as the book of beginnings, Genesis, God has been searching for us. And we, like Adam and Eve, after eating the forbidden fruit, have been trying to hide from God because we know that we are naked and are ashamed. But God searches until we are found. Like the shepherd seeking the lost sheep, the father patiently waiting for the child to return home, God searches and waits. Why? Because God loves us. God loves us not because of what we have or have not done, but rather God loves us because of whose we are. As the baptismal font that sits below the pulpit reminds us, we are all children of God, created in the divine image. God loves each and every one of us as if there was only one of us. And because of God's love, we have been entrusted with the ministry of reconciliation. The world wants us to choose sides. The ministry of reconciliation is indeed the only Christian mission. Proclaiming God's peace is a Christian's calling. It is our sole work, no matter what our profession may be or how we earn our living, our sole work is reconciliation by sharing the love of God. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. May it be so. May it be so indeed. To God be the glory, both now and forever. Amen.